and welcome to the Daily Dicks podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, 3rd of August. Can't believe we're already in August. I can't believe it. Now, if you're new here, Daily Dicks is your daily slice of Forces life, essentially a peek behind the curtain at stories across the Forces world. And today, we are heading to BFBS Aldershot. And on the pod today, we have Miss Natasha Renno. Hello, my love.
Hello. That was a nice introduction. I liked that.
It's because I'm so professional.
How are you?
I'm good. See, I'm excited because you have been on the pod before, just not with me, which makes me feel quite sad.
It is kind of sad, but this is a lovely experience to actually get to chat to you about something very exciting.
I was going to say, because with BFBS, we're so far apart sometimes, yet we were sort of working similar-ish when I was on UK bases. So it's like once you get the overseas ticket, you sometimes lose connection with the UK bases presenters when I'm overseas, like I'm in Germany now. And it's nice that we actually get to sort of come back and have a little catch up.
I know. All we're missing now is a cup of tea.
All we're missing now is a cup of tea. We could go and pop the kettle on.
We could. Oh, and biscuits. Don't forget the biscuits. That's very important.
Oh, yeah. Be rude not to. So what have you been up to, Tash?
Honestly, I feel like I've been out and about so much, mainly living at RAF Odeum at the moment. So I got to go over there a couple of weeks ago because the lead singer of Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, was there. He got to catch up with some of the troops. Very, very cool.
He met the lead singer of Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
What?
I can't believe you haven't heard about this.
I've been in the Netherlands. I've been busy, but I've clearly missed out. This is incredible. That's so cool.
Honestly, he was the nicest guy. And we even got to have a very special patch. So RAF Odeon made this patch. He got given one. He's been wearing it on tour and I've got one. So I'm very excited about that. Also, we've been at RAF Odeon Families Day. And then the exciting thing as well, Exercise Greyhound Thunder took place at RAF Odeum. So that's one of the other things that I've been up to.
I am loving the Exercise names at the moment. They're just incredible. Like, we've just had Exercise Rhino Storm, and now you've got like Exercise Greyhound Thunder. Like, I just think they're really punchy exercise names. They're quite cool.
They are. And the thing is that even the activities themselves are like amazing. So with this one, Exercise Greyhound Thunder, basically it was focusing on the planning and execution of a simulated airfield assault in a contested environment. So testing tactics, decision making and teamwork against a range of threats, which was really, really interesting to see. And basically, it's designed to ensure that personnel remain ready to meet the demands of modern battlefield and operate effectively in some of the world's most demanding environments. So they were really realistic scenarios, challenging conditions, even things like the Chinook crews. They practiced a range of battlefield survivability techniques, including, which was really fabulous to see, low-level tactical flying, formation operations, defensive manoeuvres. Honestly, it was just jam-packed and I've never seen anything like it and loved it.
I think it is so interesting to hear about the training that the military is doing at the moment in terms of adapting to modern warfare. And like you said, this is something that you've like never seen anything like before. I mean, I have never seen anything like that, and I'm always out and about with the troops, me.
Yeah, do you know what? I mean, I've done a lot with the Army, but never with the RAF. And getting to see the Army and RAF work together on this was just incredible. And I got to catch up with one of the people that were organising the exercise, Squadron Leader Tim Griffith, OCC Flight on 18 Squadron RAF Odeon.
Today, we're on Exercise Greyhound Thunder. And what that is practising air assaulting our own airfield. So treating this airfield as hostile and working out how we could put paratroopers onto the airfield to try and capture it if we were required to do so for real.
Who was involved today?
We've got aircraft from across the Green Wing here at RAF Odeon, so 27 Squadron and 18 Squadron both providing aircraft. And then the people we're moving around are Alpha Company, 3rd Battalion of the Parachute Regiment. And then we've got the Spade Adam Aggressor Squadron here as well, who are working to try and shoot us down as we come in.
Yeah, because you had people on the ground, so talk us through what their role was.
So that's three para, and for them, it's about familiarising themselves with our aircraft. We're doing a whole load of exercising with them as the year goes on, and by doing these serials now, I save myself training serials on future exercises, so I can focus on higher-end training when I get to those places.
How important is it to have exercises like this?
Oh, it's so important. The Armoury is our primary customer. We exist to enable them. As a result, we need them to be familiar with us, understand our capabilities, but also our limitations. And we also need to understand what they're going to ask from us and maybe sometimes temper that or sometimes tell them we can offer them more and push the envelope for them.
And what's happening here at RAF Odeum is part of a much bigger exercise. So tell us a little bit more about that.
This is a two-day exercise. What you saw earlier on was serial one of that exercise. There's about 20 serials over the next 48 hours. And so at each serial, we're making it a little bit harder, the enemy slightly more capable. We're going to fly a little bit lower, a little bit faster. We're doing today by day, and then tomorrow night, when the sun's gone down, we're going to do it all again at night and make it that much harder still.
Talk us through some of the equipment that's being used here today.
So what we've got here today, that's probably the most impressive bit of kit, is the MANPAD emulator, the man-carried portable air defence system. What that looks to do is to simulate a shoulder-launch rocket launcher that can fire at a helicopter. It's really cool that we've got that down here. It's come all the way down from Spade Adam in the North York Moors to come and help us practice survivability, be able to tell us when they've achieved a missile lock on us and therefore if they would have shot us down or if they wouldn't have shot us down on the approach. And so we get some real life feedback on how the exercise is going.
What have you so far learnt and going to be taking away from it?
So it's really early days. Serial one completed so far. And that was really about making sure that the paras were comfortable with our aircraft so that we can then go and start pushing it a little bit harder as the next 2 days evolve. So far, not a huge amount that I can kind of report back, but it's going to be really high in training, fighting against the radar, fighting against some ground threats. So hopefully by the end of this, we'll be in a much better place than we were before we started today.
It seems like this exercise has been very beneficial. Would you agree? Was that sort of like the consensus of everybody's sort of feelings there on the day, Tash?
Yeah, well, I mean, I only got to catch up with squadron leader Tim Griffith, who you just heard from, and he definitely felt it was beneficial, especially getting to have the RAF and the Navy together. And you know what? I think anything like that where they can practice and they can train for these situations is always beneficial.
I often find it really interesting watching exercises or training that is across services. So like there, we've had the RAF and the Navy coming together to do some work. And I often wonder how it's going to go down, because it's like, weirdly, there can be a little bit of rivalry, there can be a bit of competitiveness going on. But actually, at the end of the day, we're all military and everybody just sort of like gets on. It's really nice to see.
It is. And I just want to point out, because we have actually got a video of this on the BFBS Order Shop Facebook page, so you can see a bit of the exercise in the low level flying. But just seeing how many paras came out of the back of the Chinook was just incredible. And just seeing them all flood this field, it was just, I recommend going and having a look at it.
Oh, wow. And I was going to say, because I bet you get to see lots of things. Is Odeum quite close to Aldershot? I don't know the south of England very well.
It's about a 20-minute drive. So, yeah, not too far. It's our closest RAF base, and I love going there. They've got all sorts. They've even got a go-kart track, which I am yet to experience, but hopefully we'll do one day.
I reckon there's some content in that. I reckon we can, like, stick a microphone on your jacket whilst you're going round on the go-kart.
Do you know what? They've got so many things. They've got the go-karts, they've got gliding. I definitely feel the same. We need to get up and do all of these things.
RAF bases are incredible for the fun and games elements of stuff, though, because there was a go-karting track in the Falkland Islands.
No way.
Yep, indeed. It's telling you, RAF bases, they're all play and no work.
I hope you had a go on it when
I'm kidding. Do you know, I actually didn't, because it was closed for a little bit during like the winter months and things like that, because obviously it's really, really cold and windy. And then when it opened up in the summer, it was like, oh, we'll do go-karting. And then something else ended up popping up and we never ended up doing it. Did it in Cyprus, though.
Oh, do you know what? I liked it in Cyprus. They have lots of cool things there.
Yeah, indeed they do. Indeed they do. Well, Tash, what else are you getting up to over sort of the next couple of weeks in Aldershot?
I'm really excited. I'm actually off to Portsmouth Naval Base, the historic dockyard to be very specific, to check out HMS Victory, because they've got sails on display and Nelson's silverware for the summer. So yeah, really looking forward to some history, let's say that.
Well, Tash, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. It has been a pleasure. And hey, I hope you enjoy your historic time in Portsmouth over the next few weeks.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, really looking forward to it. And hopefully I'll be able to catch up with you more about it.
Absolutely. We'll get you back on the pod now that I've managed to experience you on the pod. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, do you love BFBS TV and radio? Well, we want to hear from you. It's like the poster, you know, in World War II, that poster, the one that was like, we need you, we want you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Share your opinions and you could win some online shopping vouchers. It's your chance to tell us about, you know, what you think that we do well, what you'd maybe like to see improvements in. We can't change unless you help us. From Breakfast to Best of British, Forces News to Formula One, whether you tune in for the music, the shows, the stories, the podcasts, wink, wink, or the voices that make you feel like home, your feedback helps shape what comes next. You can have your say at bfbs.com/survey and get entered into the next prize draw to win some online shopping vouchers. That's bfbs.com/survey. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.